Blog Talk Radio.
It is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to an edition, a special edition of the Christopher Smith Show here on the Talk Zone Radio Network. I'm sorry, the Blog Talk Radio Network. I actually listened to my broadcast the other night, and I said Talk Zone in that one as well. The Blog Talk Radio Network here on 31.1FM.com. I'm your host, Christopher Smith. I want to talk about something tonight. I want to talk about something that's personal and dear to me and something that I realize now that I will always get beat up for talking about the road that got me to being depressed. But I will be let me back that up. Tonight I'm going to talk about the road that got me to my depression. I'm going to talk about the remedy to my depression. And it is that I realized that I will always have problems with women understanding my talk. Women will always misunderstand me out of convenience, but I am talking about that in which depressed me. You cannot get an alcoholic, or should I say, an alcoholic will not talk about Kool-Aid all day. When those millions of people that are Alcoholic Anonymous get together, they're going to talk about alcohol. They're not going to talk about Kool-Aid. I need y'all to follow me tonight. When I tell people I wanted to kill myself twice, that's nothing. But when I talk about the fact that my child's mom caused me by what she did with my child's mom, people will have a problem with that. Let me back that up. Women will have a problem with that. Women will listen to a person that was depressed, a person that doesn't have a relationship with his daughter, and they will get mad at me when I talk. They will counter. They will do everything in the world. Once again, my own mother is proof of this. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to talk about depression. And I'm going to talk about depression because I would like women to understand that is the team in which I speak for. I don't speak for the shake your tail feather club. I don't speak for the we're independent club. I don't speak for the I'm tired club. I speak for those clubs. The root and basis of all the individuals that I helped in my life, the thousands of men that I talked to off the ledge, will not be changed. It will not be watered down, the aggression, the tone, the demeanor in which I talk about it won't be changed because it offends a woman. I could fucking care less if when I speak a woman is offended. All right? Because when I was going through this, I went through it by myself. The aftermath of depression, I am going through it by myself. But when I get into a relationship with somebody, they get mad. I want to be clear about talking about what gave me my depression. My family. When you're a man and you was taught how to be a man, you now understand that women don't give a fuck about when you're how you're taught to be a man. It's what they want. I have had women tell me my house don't mean nothing. I have women tell me my success don't mean nothing. I have women tell me my cars don't mean nothing. I have women tell me that everything that exists in me as a man means nothing to them. So allow me. My mother and dad raised a man. That man that you're listening to became a father. A man is measured on how well he takes care of his responsibilities. A father's responsibility is to provide and protect for his family. Now, I'm going to let you on the insides of how this is broken down. You cannot tell a man, pay child support, but go restrict him to visitation. It goes hand in hand. A man is measured on how well he takes care of his responsibilities. A father, his job is to provide and protect. When the mother decides, I want to beat on the father, like a Tia LaShawn Bradley decided, but you're going to still provide and protect because your oath, because you're driven, because your morals and your loyalty, I'm going to play on that. And then get your child to do it. I'm sorry to all those that listen to me and think that I'm supposed to just fall back and say, boo-hoo, woe's me. But the amazing thing is this. I just said a man's responsibility is to provide and protect. I'm sorry. A man's is measured on how well he takes care of his responsibility. His, I take care of my life well, both in health, finances, and mental state. I will meet, once again, I will meet a woman that will say, that don't mean nothing. Gee, I wonder why. I'll leave that for another day. A father, his job is to provide for his family and protect his family. When you break that up, he is no longer doing the duties of a father. So if my parents raised a man that ultimately turned into a father, and then a woman that you would think have a piece of sound mind said, you know what, I beat on this man and I put him in a hospital. I should go to therapy. Not my black girlfriend said, a nigga should take you as you are because all the good black men are either gay or in jail, or take the black man in front of the white man. See, that's what I went up against. See, my mom and dad didn't put no protocol in place for that. I need y'all to follow me tonight. I got some shit I want to get off my chest. So now the teachings of my parents have been compromised because I'm still going for, dig this. Imagine seeing a sign that says brick wall 5 feet ahead and you speed up. Yeah, the impact cataclysmic in the damage department. You see, as this thing was going on, my brain couldn't accept brick wall 5 feet ahead, and I would hit it. I was splat on that brick wall, and because my morals did not allow me to believe what was going on, I got up and I hit it again, and I hit it again, and again, and again, and I hit that brick wall for 11 and a half years. So there's a lot of damage there. So you're going to have to forgive me for articulating and making sure I constantly regurgitate what happened to me so that I do not forget and depression comes and tap me on the shoulder. Because when it comes to depression, you never had it. You always will have it. You never had it. You always will have it. People, when you listen to me and you got something you want to add, that number to call in is 516-418-5736. That information is on the marquee, however it is you're listening to me. Everybody that knows me for the 10 years that I've been in broadcasting, I do not talk about my shit when it's over. Just because you know me, don't ask me no questions about my broadcast. Because that's telling me you're not man enough to put this out in the open where everybody can hear your stupid intellect. That's what that's telling me. I've learned that a long time ago, by the way. So I make sure. This is why people in sobriety has that saying, give me the will to do what I can and will. This is why they constantly repeat this in their head. You see, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've talked to every woman that listened to me and got mad at my words should have their ass in therapy, but they don't. You know why? And you know why? And when I speak at events, I call that the Atiyah Bradley effect. Those are individuals that's running around with a train wreck perspective but don't want to get themselves talked to. Don't believe in therapy because they got this train wreck logic. But they know, they sure do know how to defend that in which they say they are not. I need y'all to follow me tonight because I'm talking about depression. Because you never had it. You always will have it. But I'm going to tell you something. To my surprise, let me add that. I'm going to tell you something. To my surprise, people, I'm a black man. For that, I will never get 100% from a woman, ever. I won't. Other races of men will. I won't. I won't. I've been shown that. I won't. I've been shown that simply because individuals get mad at my words. If anybody is with me, my character and everything, love, everything, I say what I mean what I say, my family, everything got love from me. For some reason, my words. A black man is the only individual on this planet where his words speak louder than his actions. Let me say that again. A black man is the only individual on this planet where his word is louder than his actions. Love you to death. Take care of you, put you in a home, make sure you're okay, do all that, but then got to go speak at a forum and say, depression was caused by me by a woman, only to then turn around to the woman that he's taking care of, and that woman is now mad at him for the words that he said. So I'm going to break it down to you like this. A pit bull bites a person. A pit bull. Right? A pit bull. Injuries aren't too bad, but then the person don't like pit bulls. Now, last time I checked, a pit bull was a dog. But that person that was bit by a pit bull gets invited to someone's house. Hey, you want to come over? Yeah, but you got a dog. Oh, I got a little poodle. Oh, it's friendly. Oh, it's a poodle? Okay, because I don't do pit bulls. I want y'all to follow what I'm saying to you. As a black man, I will have a woman get mad at my words, even though I'm from the good breed of men. I will have a woman get mad at me by the actions of a bum. Give them to me, a good man. I will have a woman get mad at me from the actions of a thug. Get mad at me, the good man. I have a woman get mad at me because she dated a player who tried to screw all her friends and get mad at me, the loyal one. I have a woman get mad at me because she dated a bum. He was a loser. And take it out on me, the successful one. Get mad at my words. We have nothing in common. We are simply a species of males, but of different breeds, just like dogs. But that individual will identify, I don't like pit bulls, but can go around a poodle with no problem. But I got to deal with a bunch of fucking psychos. to get mad at the words of a fucking genius, a great man, because they decide that they wanted to date a fucking bum. And when they dated a fucking bum, it was cool. It was the style. Men of my intellect, we get played on. It's the no good niggas that get the 3 and 4 and 5 different chances, and you never know what's on their mind, and they don't speak anything of any intellect. But that seems to fare well, because the great Dave Ramsey said, adults do what's right and kids do what feels good. It felt good dating that no good motherfucker, didn't it? Yeah. But like that dog, you'll go ahead you won't get mad at the poodle like you get mad at the pit bull. But you get mad at the man, and you know he's a man. You know his heart is in the right place. You know he got good intentions. But it just feels good to say, I got a man in front of me, and that last motherfucker treated me like shit. So you know what? Since he liked me, I'm going to treat him like shit. Yeah. Ask me how I know. Depression. You never had it. You always will. And I'm going to tell you something. I face my demons. And I don't say females are women. And I don't say women are females. I don't say mothers are disgruntled mothers. And I don't say disgruntled mothers are mothers. I classify my words. But you never seem to hear that. I talk about no good men, too. You don't seem to ever hear that. But it's cool. Because guess what? Puffy said something 20 years ago, the Sean great Sean Combs. He said, I'm going to make you love me, baby. 20, 25 years later, everybody loves him. People, I am going to study the course on what I am and who I've become. Because when I was in the military, when I was the squad leader, I took care of mine. When I was running in the streets of North New Jersey, all of my friends' mother was glad that they was with me. When they knew they was with me, they knew their sons was going to be all right. Because I take care of mine. When I was at the post office in Orange, New Jersey, you can call them and ask them. I was the union rep because I take care of mine. I got files on top of files on top of files on top of files because I took care of thousands of individuals. I seem to take care of everybody else so well. Actions. But I seem to be hated by my words. Good night, y'all.